Let's pick up from Nun Gimel Beis, about nine lines down. We're going to start with the Gemara's Kasha. Amar Le Ravina Le Ravashi, Umad Damas Nuk Rav Yaisi Minicho. We just got done saying that Rav Acha said that this Braisa of Tudus was said in the name of Rav Shimon. We said that can't be. Rav Shimon says Shalek Yedarech HaMasnadim is Potter. So here too, the Gedim Mekulus is Shalek Yedarech HaMasnadim. So what was the problem? Why would the Chacham say Korav L'Hachas Yisrael Kachem Mechutz? What was the issue at all? Now Ravina says to Ravashi that even according to the Mandorma that said Rav Yaisi, which was our original Girsom, it's also not good. Why? Because Rava said, Rav Shimon, who said this concept of Afik Vajvor of Adam Nitvas, was really saying over Rav Yaisi's opinion, he was agreeing with Rav Yaisi and saying over Rav Yaisi's opinion, that even if the last thing the person says, he's judged upon, and we try to interpret all of his words. We don't just say that if the latter words don't make any sense, we can toss it out, like we saw earlier from the Chachamim who argued with Rav Shimon. So we make an assumption here. My lab, Rav Shimon, some of the Rav Yaisi, Rav Yaisi Namar, some of the Rav Shimon. Since we see that Rav Shimon is agreeing with Rav Yaisi, because Rav Shimon is saying over Rav Yaisi's opinion of Af Megvar Tvar Odom Nitzvah, that's not his own opinion, that's Rav Yaisi's opinion. So since we see Rav Shimon agreeing with Rav Yaisi, can't we say that Rav Yaisi therefore agrees with Rav Shimon? And if Rav Yaisi agrees with Rav Shimon, then we have over here Shleik Adar Chamas Nadvim also, Rav Yaisi holding Shleik Adar Chamas Nadvim. So we have the same problem that we asked earlier on Rav Shimon, Rav Sheshes' question, we have over here on Rav Yaisi, if Rav Yaisi agrees with Rav Shimon. And for the Gemara, says, Loi. Rav Shimon Savalok Rav Yaisi, the Loi Rav Yaisi Savalok Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds like Rav Yaisi, but Rav Yaisi does not in turn hold like Rav Shimon. So therefore, you have over here a reason that we can say that B'Shem Rav Yaisi, because Rav Yaisi doesn't agree with Rav Shimon in this concept of Shleik Adar Chamas Nadvim, so then he would hold Shleik Adar Chamas Nadvim is something, and therefore, even though the Gedim Akulus is Shleik Adar Chamas Nadvim, in B'Shem Rav Yaisi, it makes sense to say that the Chacham had a problem. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, my love, the Rav Shimon Sovel like Rav Yaisi, B'Tfisas Gmar Dvorim. Since we see that Rav Shimon holds like Rav Yaisi, because it says over Rav Yaisi's opinion, when it comes to what the person said last, and we try to interpret it, so Rav Yaisi Sovel like Rav Shimon, so that can we say that Rav Yaisi also holds like Rav Shimon, that if a person goes and donates to the Beis HaMikdash something that's not the normal way to do it, that what he said is nothing, and therefore we'd have a problem, he wouldn't be able to establish this braisa like Rav Yaisi at all, so he had to have no man to amar to say it, like Rav Shimon is out and Rav Yaisi would be out. So the answer is Rashi says Loi Rav Shimon sav like Rav Yaisi, Loi Rav Yaisi sav like Rav Shimon, Ochi Perusha, this is how you understand it, Loi Hik the Amr. So you have a comma in the Gemara after the word Loi, that's how Rashi explains it's not like you said Loi Reb Shimon Savalak Reb Yesi. Reb Shimon Savalak Reb Yesi. The Afbig Maras Barov Nitzvas Taasa Adam. That really Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yesi. That when it comes to the person's whole statement, we try to interpret it to make sense out of it. And this person, the Maiso, by what he said, is not being a snadav the normal way. Reb Shimon Savar Hoyvus Like Hoygin Snadav Emet Varo Klum. Shimon holds. Therefore, there's no problem whatsoever. This person didn't do anything. And therefore, that's why Rav Shimon, we had earlier a problem with establishing the price like him, because we saw there was some sort of problem. Rav Chacham said so. Rav Yaisi does not agree with Rav Shimon that Masnad Shleik Adar Chamasnadim didn't say anything. No, it would be Mechayiv him. To bring a Minchas Chitin, when the person said, Harei Alai, Minchas Nedova, Minchas Sa'irin, so Rav Yaisi would actually hold, like the Chachamim, that he's chayv to bring a mincha from the chitin. But not because of the reason of the Chacham that disagreed with Rav Shimon and said that you're chayv, because tof l'osh rishon, we stop you after he said, Harei Alai mincha, and we say you should bring a mincha the way you're supposed to, which is from chitin. Elo, Rav Yaisi has a different reason for why he's mechayv you. Even though Rav Yaisi holds af mikbar dvarav al the mitzvahs and there's no such thing, but he also holds of a concept that Rav Shimon doesn't agree with. Only Rav Yaisi holds that a person, generally speaking, does not say something that doesn't have meaning whatsoever. So therefore, Rashi ties us back into our sugya. So therefore, by our case of Gedim Klus, Afal Gavdil Shalik Der Hamak Yishin, who, even though Shalik Der Hamak Yishin, that's why Reb Shimon would have patter you, Havilei Korav Lachal Kach Mechutz, according to Reb Yossi, it's going to still work out to be Korav, there's still going to be somewhat of a concern, even if it's not an actual concern, but it's too close for comfort. What's the concern? You have Omar, Alei, Harez of a Pesach, Amri Lidmei Pesach Ka'omar. Because if the person would say that this is for Pesach, just the words for Pesach, then we would have to interpret, because Eino the Moitzi's Baral Matal, we'd have to interpret his words to say that he really meant to, even though this Gdim Kulos cannot be brought, obviously, because it's Yishachten and it's roasted ready, but there is something that can be done here, which is to make it the May Kodjim, and therefore you say, I'm making this Gdim Kulos by what you said, that this is in the Pesach, we would interpret it to mean that because of we would reinterpret your statement to mean that you want to make it the May Kodjim, and therefore it does have a sort of Kedish. And that's why, since we're concerned that someone might interpret that way, because Rabbi Yossi holds Eino Damaitzi Dvar Levatolo, so therefore that's why it's Korav L'Hachlas, it's Shol Kodjim Machutz. That was the issue that we had over here, and that's why this Braisa only makes sense to be said in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Moras HaShailu Yiboyluhu Tulus Yishroimi Gavar Abuhu Nebala Gretin Abuhu. What's the reason why the Chacham said that had you not been Tulus Yishroimi, he would have put you in Chayim? So that means there's something about Tulus Yishroimi that prevented you, prevented them from doing such. Is the reason because he was a great man, and they therefore valued his opinion, or was it that he was a strong man and they could not do otherwise? So the Gemara brings a raya, Toshma, Oidzu Dorash Tudus Yishroimi. Tudus Yishroimi had another statement that he made, which shows you what type of person he was. Ma ra'u Hananya Mishol Vazar Yoshamosu Atman Kedushas Hashem. Why? What gave Hananya Mishol and Azario the koyach to be meiser nefesh in this case, where where Nebuchadnezzar wanted them to bow down to his likeness? What gave him right? Rashi actually adds a little bit here. Let's see Rashi in the first wide line. Gav Rabahavo, what's the reason why Acham didn't go as a nido? Is because he was a great man, and Kvoidoy, there was a covenant aspect, Kavarat Torah, that they didn't want to be gazer on him. Nidui, or Yibal Groifin on Pnei Yiro. Maybe they didn't want to do it because they were scared of him. For Oydu Dorash, Alma Gav Rabahu. This will be a proof that he was a great person. Maro Rashi says Shaloi Dorshu, that they didn't darshan the Chai Bohem, the Loi Shiyamus Bohem. The pasuk says V'Chai Bohem,
which means you're supposed to live through the mitzvahs
and not die through the mitzvahs. So what did they see that they darshan over here that they should die? What was it? Tosfos seems to make it clear in his teretz that it wasn't clearly a Avodah Zarah, otherwise he would know the Gimel Chamuris. But it seems from the Gemara's Kasha that it wasn't clearly something wrong here, and yet they darshaned. So the Gemara says, that they threw themselves into this fiery furnace. Nosu Kavachemrat, when the Gemara says they learned, this is Memro, they learned Kavachemrat mitzvardim from tzvardim in the Makis. Ma tzvardim shem etzuvin al kedushas Hashem. Tzvardim have no mitzvah. It doesn't say any dashti v'soyach tzvardim. It doesn't say dashti v'soyach bnei Yisrael. They have no mitzvah kedushas Hashem. Siv b'hu ba'olecha. It says that the tzvardim came into the houses and into the ovens and into the kneading bowls. When do we find the kneading bowls next to the tanur? Havi Omer must be the shosha tanur cham.
So you see,
the tzvardim were willing to be ma'aser nefesh. Anu shemetzuvin al kedushas Hashem. We are a mitzvah. A mitzvah Hashem. We have that mitzvah. Surely we should do so. We should go ahead and also give up our lives from Kal v'chomer from these Tzfaradim. So therefore, from this memory, we see that Tzudus Basag Gav Rab. Gemara continues. Rav Yosi Bar Hovin Omar Matil Melai Lekishal Tamina Chacham Hayo. Another reason why Tudus was known as a Gavir Rabba, because he would give business, he was Mati Malai Lekis, to Mechom, he would help them with investments. So Rabbi Yochanan called Mati Malai Lekis, Tamina Chachomim, anybody who helps Chachomim prosper, Zeuch of Yeshua B'Shiva Shalmalo, his reward is, he gets to sit in the Yeshiva Shalmalo, which is really a place reserved for Tamina Chachomim, Shanemar, he would sell Chachomim, he would sell Kesef, in the shade of Chachma, in the shade of Kesef. Rashi says, Mati Malai, nice and Schoiro, Tamina Chachom, the Stakabo, gives merchandise to the Chachom to go ahead and make business with it. Tell a Chachom, Mchitas a Chachom, Ikonas Desh, and Hon, Shehen Hohu, and Chosom. This person who let the Tamina Chachom have a Noah from his Nechosom, he gets to sit in the Mchitas of Chachom, where the Tamina Chachom will take a bee in the next world. That's his reward. He helped them in this world, he gets to be with them in the next world. Talk to Mishnah. Mokim Shinoago the Hadik is Haner, the Lili Yemakipurim, a place where they had a minig to go ahead and light Neirois on the night of Yom Kippurim, Adlikin, then we should do it, that's the minig. Mokim Shinoago Shalila Hadik, Aim Adlikin, but in a place where they had a minig not to light candles, then you should not. Adlikin, what they can see us, Ubat Majoshois, or voice Afolim Agabi Achedim, but you should light no matter what, even in a place where the minig was not to light, you should, that was in the house, but in shuls, and in Bat Majoshois, and in dark alleyways, and where the Cholim are found, there you should light no matter what, even if the minig in general was not to light in the houses. Kakashi, Mokim Shinag, Lahadak is an emir of Gemara and Fire Shem, and we'll see all the reasons in the Gemara. Gemara says like this, Tono, Tanatoa, Ben Shem, Lahadak, Ben Shem, Shalay, Lahadak, Shnei, the Dover Echod, Eskav. Both the two opinions, the two possibilities in our Mishnah, which we said, there's a minig not to light, a minig to light, they really had the same reasoning, but they came to opposite conclusions of what should happen as a result of this reasoning. How is that? Rashi will explain. Rashi says, "Bein she'omer lahadlik, oisan she'nagel lahadlik." Those that had a minig to light, vanoigem shalei lahadlik, and those that had a minig not to light, l'neskav al darecho. They really had one purpose, one intention. A hafrish atzvim mishke ve'isha, because it's also for Tashmi Ramita on Yom Kippurim, that's one of the Inuyim, so that was their purpose, and it came to do the things. So how did it come this way? The ones that said the light, the minig that had light, Mishum to Ein Adam Mishamash Mitas Lair and Air, because this would be a preventative, that a person shouldn't come to Mishamash Mitasoy, because there's an air lit. Ma'im Shalit Lahadik, and those that said not to light at all, Slavim Shad, Nair Doilik, Royas Ishtoil Mus'avelo, that when the Nair is lit, so a person will see her, and therefore it's better to keep it dark. So therefore, they really both had the same purpose in mind, and they just came to exact opposite conclusions. Rav Yeshua, Darash Rava, Darshan, about these people, Va'ameh Kulam Tzadikim Kulam Yeshua, Aretz V'Gemeh, that all of Klal Yisrael, all your nation, Hashem, are Tzadikim, and they will inherit the land. Ve'in Sham L'Hadlik, Ve'in Sham R'Shaloi L'Hadlik, Shnei L'Nesgam L'Odavar Echa. That's what Rava Darshan, that these people are all correct.